Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For many, search engines like Google have become a part of our daily personal and professional lives. And as Gert Lankriet, professor of electrical engineering at the University of California, San Diego, explains, the next generation of search tools will be even more powerful than those we rely on today.
There are probably a million bands you've never heard of, but that you might like if you heard their music. Many of them have music online. The challenge, however, is how to weed through all that online content and discover an amazing band. It seems next to impossible. But what if you could train a computer to tag all of the songs on the internet, using the kind of free word associations that humans use all the time to describe music to their friends, like good for dancing, romantic? Could a computer reliably tag every song out there? Could anyone from anywhere in the world find any band or song, even if they'd never heard it before, just by typing in a few keywords? The answer is yes, and our solution is game-powered machine learning. First, we asked music fans from around the world to play an online game called Heard It. They listen to a song and tag it with labels such as romantic, or jazz, or music for working out. This is what we mean by game-powered. The computer then analyzes the sets of examples provided through the game and identifies common patterns in their audio content. It then uses what it has learned to label millions of other songs online. This is machine learning. We need the automation of machine learning since humans labeling songs around the clock could never keep up with the volume of music being uploaded to the internet. So we are training computers to understand music the way humans do. Based on this research, we created a music search engine. Eventually, our search engine will provide personalized radio stations that select songs for you that are adapted to your mood or activity throughout the day. By that I mean, the system would know you like to listen to hip-hop when you're working out and play it automatically at those times. And thanks to the enormous database of music created through game-powered machine learning, you would never have to hear the same song over and over again.
That was Gert Lankriet of the University of California, San Diego. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.